the Romans used Jewish slaves, 30,000 Jewish slaves, to build that ramp, so that they put the defenders in the awful dilemma of, in order to stop the ramp, they had to kill their own brethren. And the situation deteriorated until finally in 73 the ramp was almost complete. It was obvious that the Romans would assault and win. Elazar ben Yair, in the famous story again as recorded in Josephus, called a meeting of everybody on Matsada and said, "We are not going to be slaves to Rome. If we cannot be free, then we're going to commit suicide." And that's what they did. They killed everyone on Matsada. When the Romans came in the morning, they found only corpses. Now, I don't know how to put it, but somehow the Matsada complex is represented as being very heroic. It sounds dramatic, and it has a great deal of heroism to it, but the traditional Jewish viewpoint and the viewpoint of the rabbis of the times was that it was a very bad pun, but it was dead wrong. It was just not the way to handle it. And it was a useless, futile act that was destructive instead of really strengthening anything. And it's only in our time lately that the Matsada became popular again, with such statements as "Matsada will not fall again," and statements, bravado statements, which again appeal to the dramatic and heroic part of the story, but really in history are not accurate, and they are not they're not very reassuring even. Now, Titus collected, we have all of this again from Josephus. Titus, after the fall of Rome, and his father was the emperor, so they decided to have a triumph. This was one of the greatest Roman parades, triumphs in the history of Rome. And according to Josephus, they brought over 10,000 Jewish prisoners back with them. I mentioned they brought the two generals, Shimon bar Giora and Yochanan Gush Chalav, and he also took the artifacts of the temple. Now, the second temple, as we know, did not have the ark, but he took the table, he took the menorah, and he took other golden and silver and all of the whatever could be taken. And he marched it in a tremendous parade, in a tremendous triumph in the main square of Rome. And the Romans felt that this victory over the Jews was their major victory. You have to remember that even though the Jews were a small people, and even though the country was a small country, it was the bitterest war that Rome had to fight. And it was the war that cost Rome the greatest proportion of casualties, and therefore the victory over the Jews was celebrated as a tremendous military accomplishment. Titus succeeds his father as the emperor. His father does not live very long. By the year 73-74, Titus is the emperor, and Titus built for himself a monument to the victory over the Jews, the Arch of Titus. It is a three-tiered gate that was at the entrance to the Roman Forum. The Arch of Titus still stands until today. It's no accident in history that both the Western Wall and the Arch of Titus have survived these 1900 years, in spite of all of the Rome has been sacked a dozen times in between, and Jerusalem has seen its share of destruction since, and that these two monuments of stone, so to speak, remain for viewing today. On the top of the Arch of Titus, you have the famous sculpture.